Now, this week, Margaret, I believe that you're looking at Eastbury Manor House, which is in Barking. Now, I happen to know this place because I used to drive past it every day when I went here to work.
Yeah, it's a very imposing building, actually, looking almost as it would have looked when it was built in 1573.
Mm.
It's actually the house of a former very rich merchant. It was built for a man called Clement Sisley in 1573. And Sisley's family owned it for a time.
Mm-hmm.
It then passed through different hands, usually always very well-off people.
That's a surprise.
Who could afford a huge house like
yeah.
this. Another interesting thing about Eastbury Manor is when it was built, it was in a very isolated spot.
Mm.
Now, you know the area well.
Do.
Eastbury Square, Barking. You wouldn't call that an isolated spot.
Not these
today.
Days.
Very difficult for us today to visualise what it would have been like. But the house has gone through mixed fortunes over the years. It's had quite a lot of interior renovation because it was badly neglected. In 1918, it was actually purchased by the National Trust. And in the 1930s and 1940s, it saw service as Barking's own museum.
All right.
So you would have been able to go there, as you can today, and you would have seen exhibitions and displays and had a tour of the house. So, yeah, it's a very interesting place. And many people know of it but have never been inside it.
Mm.
So it's very much recommended for a visit. If you've never been, its other famous claim to fame is, of course, that it's associated with the gunpowder plot of 1605, the plot to blow up
yes,
the
indeed.
Government, and I'll say no more than that, but we can't substantiate that.
So we're not sure that's right.
No, we're not. Whether Guy Fawkes and his cohort did meet there and plan their campaign is a lovely story.
Yeah.
And it's a legend that obviously the locals are very proud of,
yes.
the association, but we actually can't substantiate that.
All right. Okay, well, we'll leave it there then in that case. And next week you're looking at?
Did an Essex man kill a king?
Right, okay. Right, we'll have a look at that next week then. Thank you.
Thank you.